When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Good morning, Columbus High students. Today is Monday, May 15th, 2006, and these are your morning announcements. Be advised, this episode contains sounds of vomiting and descriptions of bullying. Columbus High's first book group meeting takes place this Wednesday in the library. Please see Christy Dawson for more information.
I can get to the nurse's office by myself. My balance is fine.
Is it?
Look how great I am at walking.
But when I risk a glance back, Gabe's lips are pressed together and his eyes are wide. It doesn't look like anger at all. I stumble half a step. Gabe wraps an arm around my shoulders, very mindful of my eye.
Whoa.
This is just way over the top as far as our act goes. No subtlety. Zero stars, Gabe.
I really am okay.
Zach, for the love of God, fight me on anything else, anything at all, but please don't fight me on this one thing, okay?
Okay.
The more the hallway empties out, the more it's obvious we're not talking to each other. That's the problem with 2.5 months of pretending to date, I think. Silence feels wrong now. We should be commiserating about our shitty classes or making fun of each other. I don't remember the walk to the nurse's office taking about 20 years? Then again, it's been a while.
About the other day.
Can we please just not right now?
Sure.
If it wasn't awkward before, it is now. The quiet is like some big creature loping alongside us, sucking all of the air out of the hallway. I can't take it.
Hey, at least it's Monday. The Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday nurse is way nicer than the Thursday, Friday nurse.
Tell me about it. She refused to tell us if you were in the back. Something about patient confidentiality. But Christus said...
Sorry, I really didn't.
Please, can we not?
I consider another whole day of staring into the abyss, and I just can't do it. I'd rather know for a fact Gabe never wants to see me again than spend another hour hovering helplessly in limbo. I'm pretty sure anyway. I still haven't read Dante.
No, sorry, I think we need to talk.
You're right. But do you really want to have this fight when...
So you're still mad at me?
Zach!
Because honestly, you should be.
Okay. Yes. I am pretty mad at you.
I let it sink in, Gabe's arm stiff and uncomfortable across my shoulders. I'm not sure what I was expecting. Maybe I thought it would feel better picking the brave thing.
We're here.
Do you want someone to wait with you?
There's nobody here. You don't have to pretend.
Okay, yeah. The guy who did that to you? We're gonna get him.
I guess. Reason admitted. One hell of a shiner.
Zach, is that you?
Hey, Marie. How's my favorite nurse?
Oh, honey.
Marie has always called me that from the start, and I have always jealously hoarded that word spoken in that voice. She's just doing her job, but every time she says it, it's like she's handing me a fuzzy baby duckling.
Really hoped I wasn't gonna have to see you like this again.
Eh, you know me. Couldn't stay away.
And you're Gabe, his boyfriend, right?
Yeah. Shouldn't he get some ice or something? His eye's pretty bad.
Marie pulls me more directly under a light, inspecting the damages through the weak fluorescent wash. The pads of her fingers are so gentle on my chin, I could cry.
Oh, honey, okay. Ice pack for you, hall pass for you. In the meantime, you guys can come back and have a seat for a sec.
We follow her past the counter to a row of small, cubby-like rooms. The smell of rubbing alcohol hangs in the air. Ah, memories.
They're mostly free right now, so you've got your pick.
Four.
Room 3's got that window.
4's got the poster, and sunlight's overrated.
All right, then. Here, enjoy its cave-like charms. I'll be right back.
I peer at the old Van Gogh print from the cot, mostly out of habit. It's a good thing that I don't know how many hours I've spent staring at those swirls, wishing I could climb through the cheap plastic frame and into that valley, stand in the peaceful blue-toned village, and look up at the stars. The poster's smaller than I remember, blurrier. Gabe is leaning against the opposite wall, scrutinizing it with an intensity that almost makes me uncomfortable on its behalf, that fills me with a sudden fierce need not to let Gabe pass judgment on Starry Night based on some low-budget copy.
The real one's better. I mean, I haven't seen it, but the colors are brighter, and when the resolution's cleaner, you can see, like, the texture with the brushstrokes.
You spent a lot of time here. Were you sick or something?
Nah. Usually I was just trying to miss class.
Usually?
Here you go, Zach. Hold. Don't press.
She peers into my eyes and goes through the whole list of symptoms again. It's boring. My answers haven't changed since Pony did it, and Marie doesn't laugh at my jokes either. When she's done, she tells me it doesn't look like a concussion, but I still need to go visit an actual doctor to know for sure that I'm in the clear, blah, blah, blah. I scrunch my nose, but she ruffles my hair and calls me honey again. I can't stay annoyed in the face of that. Hell, I can barely contain my disappointed noise when she lets go to check her pockets.
I'm so sorry, Zach. I was gonna bring you Tylenol and,
My hall pass?
Of course. Sorry, I had to check someone in. That'd be her. One sec.
If we're gonna be here for a while, can I sit on the cot?
Yeah. Sorry.
For what?
You're missing your first hour.
Con Egon? And I am mad at you, but I don't know. You were under a lot of pressure. And if I'm honest, it was unfair to...
No. Come on, man. Don't pull that shit.
What?
That whole thing, like, yeah, Zach, you screwed up, but don't worry, nobody really expected better. After all, it's you.
That isn't what I meant at all. I'm sorry. You've got a black eye that is almost entirely my fault, and...
What the hell are you...
When do you get the door? Tylenol and water. Our other guest threw up all over her clothes. And the floor, and the wall, and me. I need to see if someone at the office will lend us some spirit wear or something.
Go Comets.
Are you boys all right here for a moment?
Is hall pass?
Nurse, I feel sick again.
I can wait.
Thank you.
Can I have the water?
Yeah. Does your face hurt?
The ice helps. More importantly, in what possible way is this your fault?
Come on. Would you be in this situation if it wasn't for me? This whole prom thing was my idea. You never would have...
Hey, it was my decision. Jesus, dude, it was one of like two brave things I've done this whole year. Can you not take that from me? I did it for Leslie and Krista. So if you want to blame anyone, you'd have to blame them. Or if we really want to get crazy here, the actual douchebag who slammed my head against the...
I made it worse. I provoked a lot of people. What if it was one of them who...
Dude, if I hadn't asked you out, or if I'd picked a different way to class today, hell, if I hadn't been listening to music, maybe I could have...
You're still wearing headphones in the hallway? We need to be on guard.
Oh god, this is actually a war to you.
Well, yeah, if they're attacking us.
I nod thoughtfully, and it sends a corner of the ice pack right into the worst part of my bruise.
Do you, want another Tylenol?
Holy shit. On Friday, when nobody could find me, you were checking ditches. You thought I was dead.
It occurred to me.
And everyone's freaking out, and you've got to keep the lie going, and they're all looking to you to take charge, and then I, like... roll up, stoned and cracking jokes.
Did you really not put this together until now?
Well, I was pretty high.
Yeah. It was like you were trying to smell my shirt.
And that's all I do is laugh because I chose the room based on a painting I liked when I was 13, and so kicking out the window and barrel rolling to safety is not an option.
You saw how we reacted when they wrecked Leslie's hair? This was your face. You're a human being.
Yeah, but, like, she's, you know.
She's what?
You know, Leslie's part of the group. Of course, it's a problem when someone in the...
Wait, what are you talking about?
I contribute nothing. I sit in the back of meetings and screw around. And
for
just...
the love of God, they all think of you as their friend.
Yeah, because I'm pretending.
Zach, they don't know that.
But you do. You could have, like, calmed them down.
How? What was I supposed to say? Oh, don't worry. We're not really dating, so his life doesn't count. There wasn't time to talk anyway. We were all running around. Nobody was thinking clearly.
I mean, in retrospect, of course you'd be angry.
I wasn't angry looking for you. I was scared. I was very, very scared. I thought you might be dead. And I know you don't see yourself as one of us, but you're still... You're...
a human being. I get it. I put you guys through hell. Not actually sure why you haven't punched me in the face yet, so...
Don't. Please. Don't even joke about that. I really, really can't.
Okay, it was in poor taste. I can see that. I try to shift my wrist. It barely disturbs the ice pack, but it still sends a shiver of pain right down my brainstem.
No.
I'm getting you another Tylenol.
I'm being a baby. Scale of 1 to 10, it's like a 5 tops.
Yeah, but what's your 10?
I grit my teeth and don't say the thought of making you afraid.
You keep forgetting that I've been flown crotch first into a wall.
Do you miss acting?
Oh my god, that segue. Are you kidding? After 2.5 months, I miss not acting.
It gets stressful.
Lying to all your friends.
Good lord, I feel so guilty. My parents, too. They're so happy for me.
On the bright side, in 5 days we can, like, forget each other's names.
Yeah. How much longer do you think she'll be?
If you want to get back to class, then just please.
You know what my con econ is like.
And it's such a dumb comfort because I have indeed witnessed Gabe's shitty first hour, but somehow knowing that he would rather be here, despite everything, this cheap vinyl cot is not his last choice, makes me feel warm. Like the first inhale of a cigarette. Like a mouthful of cider.
You know, depending on how bad you want to skip.
Yeah?
I mean, Marie's super nice and she's always taken my side. So I think maybe if we like kind of played up the whole injury thing, acted super couply, I think she'd let you stay. Of course, it's cool if you're not up for it, given all the bullshit I pulled, and...
You were high. You didn't know what you were...
Maybe this is information you don't have, but it's not like being on LSD or something. I pretty much knew what I was doing and saying.
Except you didn't know we were worried. You couldn't work that out.
He bites his lip. He's sitting hunched forwards, almost folded up. And I want to give him a hug more than I could quantify. After the many reasons I've given Gabe to be mad at me, the idea of touching him is terrifying. Leaving him sitting here alone would be worse, I think. Reaching out a hand that is almost not shaking and setting it on Gabe's shoulder. Gabe doesn't push me away.
I still don't get that. And honestly, I still can't understand why you left in the first place, unless it's an addiction.
It's not an addiction. I was stressed out. Keeping the act going for so long, I needed a break. And like, look, I owe you an apology, okay? You don't owe me anything. You don't have to forgive me, just... If there was something I could do, I would do it.
Well, get me out of Connie Khan.
I have entered a strange and terrible dream world where I can do things like mumble, if you put your arm around me, maybe, and Gabe will scoot closer and carefully drape his arm around my waist with no witnesses, no audience to speak of. And when I startle and then try to relax, Gabe will say something super reasonable like...
It'll be more convincing if we're already... when she walks in. Hang on. What if I turn off the lights and you lie on your side and I can kind of lie behind you and hold the ice pack in place? You can pretend to be sleeping.
The second she opens the door, the light's gonna come flooding back in.
Counting on it. If she disrupts us, that puts her on the defensive.
Wow. You're like an evil genius.
Okay.
Great.
Shh. Marie, my boyfriend is sleeping.
My head is at an awkward angle. I twist about an inch, telegraphing it as much as I can, but... Gabe is so careful about holding the ice pack steady, he seems to forget that some of my hair is tangled in his fingers, which means a light tug at my scalp.
Did that hurt?
No. No, you're fine.
There's a silence I can't gauge because Gabe has gone still, and without being able to see or hear him, the only senses left are smell and taste. Gabe has his usual vaguely citrus scent, and licking him is way out of the question, so in case he is using this moment to beat himself up about things beyond his control, I find myself babbling.
It doesn't hurt, I swear. Pretty much the opposite, in fact.
God, I could kick myself. I could kick myself in the face. I would violate all laws of physics and human anatomy if only I could shut myself up.
Leslie's big on head rubs. Do you think it'd take your mind off the eye?
He runs his fingernails lightly through my hair, up and back down, and I blessedly remember how to shut up.
What eye?
Were you a cat in your past life?
Maybe. Always thought I'd be good at hiding under furniture and shitting in a box.
I mean, when someone scratches your head, you go boneless.
Granted, I'm not, like, amazing at science, but I'm 90% sure cats have bones. And why can't I be a dog? Dogs are fun. Cats just kill things and hate you.
Dogs are simple.
Cats are simple. A cat brain has the same number of neurons as the human stomach. The stomach game.
10 seconds ago, you said you couldn't do science.
Party trivia isn't the same as knowing stuff.
Party trivia. Will you be breaking this out at Krista's party?
Laser tag? Well, no, because it's happening after prom, so.
Right.
Hey, don't stop. What if she walks in?
I'm starting to think she won't. Maybe she forgot. She seems pretty scattered.
Hey, Marie's a great nurse. She does like 3 people's worth of work all the time. And they only give her half the week so they don't have to pay her benefits. She's like a contractor. They can fire her whenever.
That should be illegal.
Finally got that hall pass so you can... Oh, sorry. Is he asleep?
Yeah. I wanted him to get some rest if he could.
Don't worry. He's a sound sleeper. Poor little guy. I have been so worried about that boy.
My eyes prickle. I could pretend to suddenly wake up, but I'm frozen in place, pinned down by humiliation. Karma punishing me for trying to use Marie's feelings for something I wanted.
You're not the only one. We've all been trying to watch out for each other, but...
Oh, no, kiddo, it's okay. At least he's got people in his corner this time.
This time?
I'm sure he's told you all about his first year here.
Yeah. Awful.
Kids can be so cruel. My daughter was bullied when she was younger, and it broke my heart. But I'll be honest, I don't know what I would have done if someone had hit her. But Zach would never tell on anyone. I'd ask, and he'd just shrug and change the subject. Make bad jokes.
I thought at least some of those jokes were funny. Come on.
That, sounds like him.
You've just got to wait it out. Make sure he feels safe, you know? And lollipops. He likes lollipops. Root beer, that's his favorite. Hey, what class should I write your pass for?
Consumer economics, but he's finally asleep. I don't want him to wake up and I'm not there.
You don't have any tests or quizzes this hour, do you?
We're watching an informational video about malls.
I can see why you'd rather be here. And I know he'd rather you were, too.
Please. It's been such an awful month. If I can help at all, I need to, because I just don't know what else to do.
I'll send a note to the office and tell your teacher what happened. It's fine. But when the bell rings, you do have to go to second hour, both of you.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you. Really.
You seem like a good kid. Don't get on my bad side.
You were bullied.
Yeah.
They hit you.
Not... I could probably count on one hand the number of times anything actually needed ice or drew blood.
Why would you think that would sound comforting to me?
It hadn't occurred to me that comfort might be needed. But Gabe takes the plights of the world so personally sometimes. I have unknowingly added my name to the list of wrongs to be righted. Pity. Maybe the one thing I don't want from him.
Kids have it way worse than I did, all the time.
Yeah, but usually they don't stop doing everything they love and lose interest in school until...
That's not what happened. I didn't flunk because of bullying.
Well, if it wasn't that...
Gabe, the reason I failed 9th grade was because it was too hard. You don't believe me.
I don't think you're lying. But it had to be more complicated than that.
All those years desperately pretending to be smart, that constant shell game, and now when I put it in the open, Gabe won't even accept it. Too bad I'm not in fancy English, because then I'd know what kind of irony this is. I can't even think of what else to do, so I tell him something I've never told anyone. Somehow it's easier in the dark.
I actually flunked 8th grade algebra. My parents sat me down. We had this big talk. Look, you can get away with this now, but once you're in high school, it's on your permanent record, Zach. This is your future at stake. Like, you know how when you're little, you can kind of have one thing and that's what you're about? Like, there's the kid who likes dinosaurs, space, or whatever.
Cowboys.
What?
That was mine. I wanted to live out west and herd cattle.
Like for beef?
I wasn't going to kill them. I thought you could just own a lot of cows, or not even own them, but like look after them. Take them for walks, you know, in nature.
Your life plans were to hang out with a bunch of cows. No end game. No, that's great. Out there breaking the cowboy color barrier.
A lot of cowboys were Latino. And actually, about a quarter of all cowboys were African-American. But yeah, the words for lasso and chaps both came from Spanish. 1950s Hollywood couldn't deal with it. They erased us or made us the villains, but the truth will out.
Cowboy scholar over here.
Yeah, I did a lot of reports. I hadn't fully realized yet that the open range was only open due to systematic genocide. So that was that. God, sorry, you were in the middle of... What were you talking about?
My thing was being smart. Not even knowing stuff, just being smart. Except, like, if you're smart, you don't actually have to try that hard, you know? And I knew I was working way, way more than everyone else in my class.
Pony tries all the time. Krista, Leslie.
You guys don't count. You're in it for the sheer love of the game. I was running a con. I really can't tell you how not fun it was. Like, man, Krista talks about doing Peter Pan and all that, but other than hitting the backdrop, I don't really have memories of it. I had my math textbook hidden backstage. Anytime I wasn't on, I was studying. That's all I remember. Like, missing cues, getting yelled at. Being the lead in the school play was this distraction from algebra, which, again, I still flunked.
But maybe if you'd had... I understand the bullying wasn't the main cause, but if kids had been supportive...
Oh my god, dude, it was not their fault. You know why they hassled me? Because I was an obnoxious little shit. Because the worse my grades got, the more I would not shut up about my vocabulary and my test scores and how totally special I was.
I don't give a shit what you said to them. There is nothing, nothing you could have said to them to deserve...
No way, man. I don't blame them at all, okay? Like, imagine how I am at meetings. Times 10, times 15. Nobody was going to come to the defense of that.
I would have.
Be glad you weren't there then.
Why?
Because you never would have gotten rid of me. If any kid had been nice to me then, shit, it would have been over for you. Your arms forever sagging under the weight of 50 pounds of friendship bracelets.
I like friendship bracelets. A bunch of threads that could snap on their own, but you braid them together.
Of course, I think with a fond smile that is blessedly invisible to him. Of course, Gabe can turn friendship bracelets into a metaphor about teamwork. He is ridiculous. The problem is that knowing the many ways Gabe is a loser only makes me want to hang out with him more. It's perverse. It also stirs up something I hadn't remembered until now and suddenly can't forget.
So, hey, what did you want to talk to me about on Friday?
Nothing. It was... I had a question, but it resolved itself. I actually...
What?
I have a different question. But maybe you don't want...
Dude, obviously now I need to know.
And it's not going to be about Gabe liking me. I know it's not going to be about Gabe liking me. Even if every star had aligned in my favor and Gabe did briefly like me at one time, I burned everything to the ground when I pulled that stunt on Friday. I know this. I really, really do. I hope Gabe can't tell how hard my heart is beating anyway.
If you don't want to answer it, you don't have to.
Ask the goddamn question.
all those activities you used to do.
That wasn't about the bullying either. I quit them to focus on school. About 4 months before I flunked. Comic timing, man.
At flunked, Gabe flinches. Honor student reflexes. I remember it well. How the threat of someday screwing up that bad had loomed over me like some all-powerful boogeyman. And when it was too late, when I finally crunched the numbers and realized I couldn't win, that it was over, it had been like climbing into a bathtub full of warm water. Failure had been waiting for me. I had made a pretty shitty smart kid. I make a pretty great burnout. Well, not so much anymore. I'm not even sure what I am now.
Sorry if I wasn't trying to make this like that one time in your car.
That one time in my car?
When you came out and you said it felt like being naked.
I mean, it can't be like that time. Not like you can turn around and tell me you also failed a year of school.
Most 13-year-olds wouldn't be able to handle high school.
Not like anyone would have messed with you.
In 8th grade, I still cried in public. Would it help if I told you something you could use against me?
Maybe.
I use women's deodorant.
Wow. Sorry, I'm not laughing at you. Your sense of proportion is just... Is it a political statement, or...
Not exactly. I smelled every deodorant in the aisle one day, and it bugged me the least. I think it's called Tropical Orange Breeze, Citrus Whisper, something like that.
The mysterious scent that's been clouding my judgment for 2.5 months is women's deodorant.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
The thing about faking sleep while lying in a dark, quiet room with a hand carding through your hair is that it only takes a lull in conversation for the pretense to get a lot less pretend. I'm not sure how it happened. That first car ride home, Gabe's hand around my wrist was electrifying. Before that, all I'd been able to imagine was keeping those eyes on me for a few seconds. That note of annoyance or disbelief or surprise in Gabe's voice. Why are you here? I could ask you the same thing. There are easier ways to get out of class, ways that don't involve windowless rooms and cuddling together on cramped school cots. You could have just said you had a stomach ache, I think. And then I'm gone.
All right, you two need to get going. Morning, Snoozy.
Thank you, Marie, for everything.
No problem, kid. Literally my job.
Hey, no. You're the best, and you know it.
You know, I am pretty great.
You got English next, right?
Yep.
Come on, I'll walk you.
Nice to meet you, Gabe. Can I talk to Zach first for a sec?
Sure, I'll be outside.
So, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Good to see you again. Even if it was for not great reasons. How have you been?
All right, you know.
Your boyfriend seems nice.
Not totally sure that relationship's gonna last.
Zach, high school relationships usually end. But whatever happens, be good to each other, okay?
I'm trying.
You're doing fine. Hey, Pony showed me a page of her Space Cat comic. It looks incredible. I'm glad you're still drawing.
I wasn't for a while, but now I am again. And it's good to see you too, by the way.
Okay. Give me a hug and get out of here.
Marie gives me a quick, tight squeeze. She smells like soap, which makes sense given the vomit thing.
Stop by anytime.
But you're so busy.
Trust me, I don't mind the distraction. Now go before you're super late to class.
She ruffles my hair on my way out the door. I don't want to think about how my hair looks right now. I also don't really care. Gabe is waiting for me in the front room, frowning at a pamphlet titled, In the Know About Peer Pressure. Even the font makes me cringe. The only thing worse than a PSA trying to be cool is a PSA that was trying to be cool 20 years ago.
Those are wildly outdated.
I could tell.
The jeans? The hair?
Both. And the... Did everyone have braces in the 80s? Was it a law?
Maybe they were peer pressured into it.
Hey, two things.
Yeah?
This was never about putting people in danger. It's hard not to want to rattle the cage a little, but safety's more important. Maybe we should tone down the public displays of affection.
Is that what you want to do?
Doesn't matter. Nobody's going to hold it against you if you want to back off.
I consider this. I consider Leslie and Krista flirting at the lunch table, the thud of my head against the drinking fountain, and all the hands reaching to help me back up. Well, shit. I've done two brave things this year. Might as well try for three.
What if I don't want to back off? Like, at all?
Gabe reaches out and wraps his arm around my shoulders, tugging me closer. And I don't really have to act when I resume my usual hold on Gabe's waist and crane my neck to give Gabe a gooey look.
Hi, Cookie Bear.
I'm 50% sure you've already called me that.
Why? Are you making a chart?
Okay. The other thing. If the stress gets too much and you get the urge to leave again...
Yeah, I get it. I can contain it for another week.
No. No, if it's bad enough that you need to go, go. Just bring someone with you and let me know. This isn't supposed to be torture.
I can't think of any way to say that it hasn't been without also saying way too much. I settle for cuddling in close as we pass the U.S. history classroom. I wave cheerily at Mr. Walker with the hand that isn't on Gabe's hip. Mr. Walker glares. Gabe glares back. We don't step apart until we reach the door to English.
Enjoy calculus. Somehow.
People are staring from inside, although it could be more for the black eye than the guy-on-guy antics. Gabe glances over at them and back at me, and something in the tilt of his head says, "Are you sure about not backing down?" There's only like a week of this left anyway. I can be tough for a week. Tough enough to go up on my tiptoes and risk a quick, light kiss on Gabe's cheek. It lands almost at his ear, but hopefully that's not visible from a distance.
Thanks for walking me to class, Yogurt Blossom.
Anytime, hon.
It's not until I take my seat and start hunting around for a pencil that I realize somehow, when I wasn't paying attention in the nurse's office, Marie managed to slip two root beer suckers into my backpack. Nice people, man. Wild cards. All of them.
This episode features
Matthew Sabido as Zach,
Chris Rivera as Gabe,
Bonnie Calderwood Aspinwall as Marie,
directed by Rachel McKenzie Kellum,
production coordination by Michaela Wannell,
sound effects by Phoebe Izard-Davy,
audio mixing by Rebecca Lynn,
written by Jessica Best.
Zach's narration music is written, performed, and produced by Chiron Star. Closing credits music is by Jessica Best and arranged, performed, and produced by Chiron Star.
And I've been Kay Watson, your morning announcements. Thank you, and have a great day, Columbus High.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.